Also down there representing New South Wales at Caulfield is Kristen Buchanan. Morning to you, Kristen.
Good morning, Andrew. How are you?
Good. How's that Melbourne weather? Is it warm like Sydney's been?
It's spectacular at the moment, actually. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Really?
It is. Yeah, it's warm, it's sunny. Yesterday afternoon, everyone's in singlets and things, so. But they say it's getting cooler towards the end of the week.
Yes, it wouldn't be Melbourne if it didn't get a cooler change.
Good temperature change, yeah.
Exactly. How's everything in Melbourne with Echo Effect?
Oh, look, well, for starters, it's extremely exciting to be down here. I mean, I feel like a kid on band camp, but he's settled in really well. He is a hot horse, so I'm delighted with how he travelled. He's a little bit anxious heading out into the track and things, but you know, he's fit, he's well, and he's had a light couple of days to get over the trip. So I kind of, you know, you half expect that. But he had a look at the grass this morning with Damien Oliver on board and handled that pretty well. Didn't do anything very exciting, but we'll just give him a couple of days. And if I feel like he needs a gallop, he can do something on Thursday morning, maybe tomorrow.
So and as we know, the horse can get on edge and everything, and I guess just seeing new surrounds he's not used to there at Caulfield with lots of other horses around him.
Yeah, look, I mean, to be honest with you, it doesn't seem that much busier than Wyong in a funny way. There's obviously more horses here, but look, that side of it, he's handling. It's a new place, and he gets excited at the drop of a hat anyway. So that's, you know, that's the biggest thing with him. This trip will make him as a horse, I think. Going away is terrific for them. He needs to grow up a bit, but look, I'd just like to see him as chilled out as possible in the lead up to Saturday.
Yeah, you just felt after the runs the horses had these two back. I mean, the other day, Iso Rich, I thought so. You were flashing late and beaten just over a length in finishing sixth. I think that tells us how good he was late in the race.
Yeah, look, the horse is, he's an amazing animal and he's got a lot of ability. But the hard part with him is that he comes out steadily and then musters speed. And to quote Paul King, he's like a shopping trolley going downhill. Like he just builds, builds, builds momentum. And, you know, you come out steady. You don't want to bustle him from the gates. You come out steady and then you've got a wall of horses in front of you to negotiate. And he's on the chewy running tens behind them. And, you know, it'd be nice if you could just arrange for the seas to part and go straight through the middle. But when he decides to get into his run, that, you know, ideally you'd let him. But I don't want to bustle him from the gate. So it sets a task for your rider, really. And look, Hugh did a great job on him last time. Brendan did as well. That was always the objective, not to bustle him from the gate. And I think we have to stick to that. But I don't see the horse being able to sit behind a 1400 meter tempo. I don't think that that's going to happen, and maybe it shouldn't. You know, I think really is another one of my typical horses, like Two Blue, and that you're better off just letting them be where they're happy.
So it's sorry. So in the 1400 Saturday, what do you think will happen?
I'm going to leave it up to Ollie, but I'd say I won't be bustling him from the gates, but I'd say he'll roll around them at some point.
Okay. Righto. So leave it to Wally, and obviously he's had a feel this morning, and
Had a feel this morning, and that's why you put those riders on, you know, that's what they need to judge the tempo, see what's happening in the running, how the horse is handling it. And but he can spit the bit if you argue with him too much. You know, he kind of bit pig-headed and he spits a dummy. So yeah, that's going to be up to Ollie.
And what about you? The experience of taking a horse into carnival time. What's it like for Kristen down there?
Oh, it's fantastic. The first couple of days, I feel a bit overawed, rubbing shoulders with trainers that, you know, and horses and things that I've admired for years, and very exciting and humbling to be here. But I've got to say, I come down here and I'm really happy with the setup and the horses that I've got. I think I'm very fortunate in Wyong. I've got a great little stable, and it's, you know, terrific to be able to come and train. But I'm certainly not missing out on anything where I am. And, you know, the horses are coming along well, and now we're getting the opportunity to travel to these carnivals and things. It's very exciting.
Yeah, fantastic. Hey, good luck with the week ahead. I see the entries come out for the Group 1 Railway in Perth yesterday, and you've thrown one in for Echo just in case.
I certainly have. Look, if all my dreams could come true, I'd love to go to that race. That's my ultimate goal. But whether he's ready for that this year, I just don't know. We'll have to see one step at a time. But if you don't nominate, you're a fool.
You never know. That's exactly right. Hey, good luck. From many people listening to us back at home and the racing industry up here, I hope Echo Effect has a good week, settles down and runs really well for you on Saturday.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much.
Thanks, Kristen. Kristen Buchanan joining us there from Caulfield. Echo Effect lining up on Saturday in the Moonga over 1,400 metres with Damien Oliver on board.